FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
NSFAS has warned landlords implicated in exploiting students in exchange for accommodation, they'll be blacklisted. Recent reports allege a landlord has been preying on vulnerable and desperate students at the Etekweni TVET College. NSFAS spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi says an investigation has confirmed that the student that complained is not registered at the institution. He says this has created complications in verifying the accusations.
Despite calls for affected students to report incidences to the South African Police Services and share case numbers with the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, no formal cases have been reported to date. Should further credible information come forward, NSFAS will reopen the investigation to ensure appropriate action is taken.
Mnisi has urged anyone being harassed to come forward so that action can be taken against abusive landlords.
We encourage any students who have experienced similar incidences to report the matter to the South African Police Services and obtain a case number. Thereafter, students should report the violation to NSFAS via the speakup@nsfas.org.za email so that the appropriate interventions can be made.
Water is being drawn out of Etekweni's reservoirs faster than they can be refilled. The municipality says this is why some reservoirs are often empty, particularly in high-lying areas. Yesterday, Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majidina and Deputy Minister David Mashlobo met with the mayor and the chairperson of Mgeni Utigela Water to discuss how to resolve the crisis. The municipality says the shortages are due to demand far exceeding supply and leaks in the distribution systems.
The city is in the process of issuing several city-funded contracts for non-revenue water reduction. The municipality is also installing pressure management valve to reduce the water pressure in the water distribution system, which reduces the frequency of pipe bursts and extends the useful life of the infrastructure.
The city's Gugu Sisulane says there are plans in place to resolve these issues. This includes the introduction of two additional water reuse plants and the building of a dam.
The city council will consider implementing formal water use restrictions through bylaws. There will be weekly technical coordination meetings, and there will be weekly meetings between the mayor, the minister, and the chairperson of Mgeni Utigela Water to review progress.
And Elon Musk has given employees at U.S. federal agencies until midnight to justify why they should keep their jobs. The tech billionaire, who's leading a government cost-cutting campaign, ordered staff to submit a list of their five accomplishments from last week. He says failure to respond will be considered a resignation. Several agencies have pushed back against the move, with the FBI and the Office of National Intelligence instructing staff not to respond directly. President Donald Trump put Musk in charge of the new Department of Government Efficiency Advisory Body, tasking him with slashing public spending and tackling alleged waste and corruption. And a reminder that Eskom has imposed stage 4 load shedding until further notice. On the weather front, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 28, Richards Bay 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Fernando Alonso says Aston Martin start the new season in a much better place than they ended a difficult 2024 as they launched their new car. The Blitzbox finished second in Vancouver, and New Zealand look to qualify for the semi-finals when they face Bangladesh today in the Champions Trophy.